leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
From BIT in Milan, at the Veneto region stand, Senator Luca De Carlo stressed that, following the example of the 1956 Olympics, the upcoming Winter Games must become a driving force for the territory. With 5 billion euros invested, they will be among the most sustainable games and leave a concrete legacy, especially for mountain areas. Major events, together with the promotion of traditional agri-food products, can help counter depopulation and boost the local economy and tourism. Yesterday, Cortina told its story through its traditions with an event at Hotel de la Poste, promoted by the Hoteliers Association together with Distilleria Castagna. Ampezzo customs were presented by Flora Minardi, the art of Tarkashi was illustrated by Ingrid Shorpace, and the Olympic legacy of Hotel Villa Argentina was recalled by Nicoletta Gilardozzi. Deputy Mayor Alvera emphasized the importance of local roots, while President Sandra Ruati stated, "A dive into the oldest Ampezzo tradition, made of values, gestures, colors and symbols." The exhibition, Zero Impact Trails. Winter sports in the province of Belluno before the 1956 Cortina Olympics, has opened at the State Archives of Belluno. The display is part of the #Scivolare project, led by the province with 38 local partners. It explores the history of winter sports in the Belluno area before the 1956 Games. Curator Silvia Miscellaneo highlighted the project's deliberately unconventional approach.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. Until Saturday, the Veneto Mountains will be influenced repeatedly by a weak westerly humid flow, with clouds coming and going but light precipitation, more likely here and there on Thursday morning, and more widespread on Saturday. Temperatures will gradually increase until Friday, especially the highs, decreasing at altitude on Sunday.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.